everyone. It's Lori Davis Hill back again with your Tuesday podcast for June 2nd, 2020. As you now know, I'm the Director of Health Services for Six Nations of the Grand River and Incident Command during the course of the COVID-19 pandemic response. Yesterday in our wellness session, we talked about June being thyroid month. Now let's shift gears and see who might be waiting on us for a little visit. As we get settled in, we have Jesse Gartshore, Team Manager of Child and Youth Health, to talk to us about Jordan's Principle. Thank you, Jesse, for joining us this Tuesday. What do you have to share?
Thank you, Lori. Jordan's Principle is a child-first initiative which ensures that First Nations children receive equitable supports and services. Jordan's Principle is the legacy of Jordan River Anderson. He was a young boy from Norway House Cree Nation in Manitoba. Jordan was born with complex medical conditions, which required him to remain in hospital to receive around-the-clock care. Around the time that Jordan was two, the hospital was prepared to discharge him. However, the federal and provincial governments could not agree on who was responsible to pay for Jordan's at-home care. This disagreement lasted more than 2 years, while Jordan had to remain in hospital. Jordan unfortunately passed away at the age of five without ever having the opportunity to go to his home or community and be with all of his friends and family. Alongside the Child and Family Caring Society, Jordan's family took this case to the Human Rights Tribunal to ensure that no other First Nations child would have to experience what Jordan experienced. This battle lasted over a decade, but Jordan's family and the Caring Society were successful. The Canadian Human Rights Tribunal ordered the Government of Canada to fully comply with their rulings. For the past few years, Jordan's Principle has been fully operational, and many First Nations children and youth have received the supports and services that they desperately needed.
Thanks, Jesse. Can you tell us a little bit about what is covered and who might be eligible?
Yes. There's a misconception that Jordan's Principle only applies to First Nations children who have medical needs. Jordan's Principle funding is application-based and can be used for many different reasons. This includes any health, education, social, or safety or well-being needs that your child or youth may have. To be eligible, the child or youth must be under the age of 18 and must have status or be eligible for status if they are residing off reserve. If the child is living on reserve and is First Nations, they are considered eligible with or without status. If you'd like support with an eligibility check, you can get in touch with the Jordan's Principle Navigator, Curtis Martin, and he will gladly assist you. A range of products and services that we have had approvals for are one-to-one educational assistance, respite so families can pay caregivers for much-needed breaks, tutoring, medical equipment, accessibility equipment, transportation, technology, NIH fee denied services such as braces, medications, or glasses, traditional healing, counseling, recreation support, housing renovations such as fences, wheelchair ramps, extensions, mold remediation, and much more. If your child or youth has an unmet need and you are unable to cover the expenses, you can look to Jordan's Principle for support.
It sounds like a lot of children and youth have had a lot of their needs met. Can you be more specific about how Jordan's Principle is operationalized here at Six Nations?
Yes, I can. The Jordan's Principle team in Six Nations currently consists of the Navigator, Curtis Martin, and the Administration Assistant, Precious Webster. So the team is based in the Child and Youth Health Department at White Pines, where they work alongside many health professionals. Curtis can assist you with Jordan's Principle application, or if you'd like, he can refer you to services from the Child and Youth Health team. So awareness for Jordan's Principle has grown immensely over the past few years in our community. We've seen our numbers of applications doubling each year, and the end result of this is that more of our children and youth are supported. This also helps to take the stress off parents and families who have many worries and struggles. If you have knowledge about Jordan's Principle, or if you're comfortable to share how it's benefited you or your family, please share it with others. If you want more information, feel free to reach out as well. Our team is always happy to see new clients and speak with individuals who have inquiries. If you're feeling stuck or you're not sure what you need, please reach out. Our Jordan's Principle Navigator can discuss supports with you and what kinds of documents you may need for an application. We understand that this is a very difficult time, and we'd be happy to help you and your children with any needs that may have arisen due to the pandemic. The best way to reach Curtis is on his cell, as he's working remotely from home. His number is 519-732-9831. He can also be reached by email at Curtis Martin, that's K-U-R-T-I-S-M-A-R-T-I-N, at sixnations.ca.
It's really good to hear that this is still continuing on, even in these strange times that we are in this pandemic. So thanks, Jesse. Thanks for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
We've had a lot of good information and ways to help everyone during this pandemic, and yours is definitely one of them. The more we can help our community, the more we can bring calm, set people at ease, and just focus on making our way through this pandemic. So turning to our numbers, yesterday we touched a bit on what's happening with protest gatherings locally, nationally, and in the United States. We're also seeing a spike in the overall number of COVID cases in the Hub and Norfolk area, and the province noted 404 new cases yesterday. Specific to Six Nations, we can say our numbers have a total accumulation of 14 total cases of COVID-19. We have 3 active cases, and from the total accumulation, we have 10 that are resolved or recovered, and we still report 1 death. The province is launching pop-up testing in vans and centers, and we are reporting that we've had 764 total swabs done here at Six Nations. In other numbers, Mississaugas of the Credit remain at 1 positive case. Haldimand Norfolk Public Health Unit has 382 cases, 136 are recovered and 31 deaths. Grant Public Health Unit is reporting 109 positive cases, 98 resolved and 4 deaths. Hamilton Public Health Unit is reporting 685 cases, 494 are resolved and 38 deaths. And the Toronto Public Health Unit is reporting 11,338 positive cases, 8,630 of those are resolved with 828 deaths. We must advise that we are still in the stage of a pandemic that has not receded. And unfortunately, we still need to continue to avoid mass gatherings as seen on media outlets. Super spread of this virus can happen, which could travel through to your family and friends. COVID-19 is still here, and it's very much real. Let's stick together, keep our curve flattened, not overly strain the healthcare system, and keep everyone safe. If you've wondered if you might be an asymptomatic or just want to put your mind at ease, then your test awaits you. You can call the Six Nations COVID-19 Assessment Center. That simple phone call starts the process. An assessment is done, and you can schedule an appointment. The COVID-19 hotline is open 7 days a week to take your calls. Please get tested, even if you have the mildest or simplest of symptoms. The Six Nations COVID-19 Assessment Center, by appointment only, at 226-446-9909 or toll-free at 1-855-977-7737. Again, early detection allows us to get this virus under control. I want to continue to emphasize that it is important to keep track of where you go and who you see on a daily basis. If you become sick, you will be asked about your activities over the past 2 weeks and specifically the last 48 hours before you started to have symptoms. This helps to identify where you might have picked up the virus and where it might have spread. Let's all work together to keep Six Nations COVID clear. Wear a mask in public, keep on physical distancing, wash your hands frequently, and clean high-touch areas often. If I wear a mask, will you wear a mask? This provides an additional level of protection for us both. Before we meet up again tomorrow, I have a few announcements. Six Nations of the Grand River Elected Council wants to hear the community's feedback on reducing COVID-19 measures within our territory. The survey is 5 open-ended questions where community members can share their ideas, suggestions, and insights on how this looks to community members. All responses will be stored confidentially and will be shared only with the Elected Council, Emergency Control Group, and Oswego Public Health. To take the survey, you can follow the link, which will be listed below the podcast, or you can visit sixnationscovid19.ca/volunteer/reopening-survey. Now to everyone in advance for taking the time to voice your opinion. And if you are in need and would like to connect with the Six Nations Mobile Crisis Service, you can do so by phone at 866-445-2204 or 519-445-2204, and that's available 24/7. You can contact them by text Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 4 p.m. at 226-777-9480 or by live chat Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 4, and that can be found on the Six Nations COVID-19.ca website. Remember to keep our frontline workers here on Six Nations and around the world in your thoughts and prayers. Please stay home for them. Please stay home for all of us. Stay well and stay safe. Niawa.